put some respect on my name.
3, 2, 1, and we're going. Welcome everybody to the long-awaited new episode of the John Atkins Podcast. I'm of course John Atkins, and I'm here with my guest. You wanna?
All right, welcome, welcome. This is Marion, and be real, you can call me, AKA.
Nice.
Is that what we're going by?
Yeah, so yeah, we've been friends for a while. You know, I guess we met a long time ago. So I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we reunited.
I know, right?
During COVID.
We have, should we go ahead and just announce it now, or that we're going to...
I mean, you know, that's what the people want.
I mean, you got lots of announcements to make, but we'll go with...
We'll just go with the main announcement. What is it?
Yeah, so we'll be starting our own podcast together, the two of us.
Yep, yep. Stand by, you know, it's going to be Jaw and MB. Or as we call it, Jonathan Atkins and Marion B.
So yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, this will be fun. So what kind of stuff do you think we're going to do on our new podcast?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's like everybody else talking about nowadays, right? What's going on with the world?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of
some
stuff.
Some are true, some are not, right? We're here to we're here to tell you the truth. We're here to keep it real.
That's right.
No games, no hiding, just truth. That's all we're here for, right?
Maybe some games.
Some games too. Maybe you can win also.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I think we're going to do our first episode next week, so stay tuned and it'll be pretty fun.
Yeah, you know, just to give you guys a little bit of a heads up, you know, it's going to be about things like vaccine, maybe things like your constitutional rights, things that you want to say but can't say, or Me Too movement.
What can't you say?
Anti-not? I don't know.
What are you not allowed to say? You can say whatever you want.
Listen, we're not talking about us, but we're here to say whatever you want to say, but you can't say. We're here to do it for you, and of course, we'll take calls, right? We'll take statements.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to do that.
We'll quote the statements.
Right.
Not like hashtag, but we'll actually put in quotation.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
What else? Just like life stuff, I guess. What else? So I guess you brought up the vaccines. What do you think about the vaccine mandates going on?
Oh my gosh, you don't know what I think. Or maybe you do. That's why I'm here. Let's just start with I'm anti-vaccination.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's been a bit, well, it's not that I'm anti the vaccination, you know, they just been, it's the way they've been dishonest about it the whole time. Like, they started off, like, they had all those pictures of, it looked like politicians were taking the vaccine, but they were like, the caps were still on it, and it was like fake vaccines. And I don't remember that. I was like, when it first came out.
The politicians are trying too hard to be involved in something that should just be remotely to the medical industry. These are professionals that should be focusing on this. And politicians are dipping their hands in too much of like this pot, and they're trying to give, it's just misinformation. That's the problem I have, is as soon as you go into a situation where you're being misinformed,
yeah,
you have a problem with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you've seen like one of the like leading health officials in the federal government, like they're not someone that I want to take health advice from.
I mean, what happened to the flu though? I mean, do you notice that no one's talking about the flu? Everyone's talking about the pandemic and this COVID. I mean, what happened to the flu and other things? I mean, my gosh, it's like one day is this vaccine, one day is somebody died from the vaccine, one day is I mean, I can't keep track of this.
I think the flu virus died about the time they burnt down all those BLM buildings, so maybe that the flu's just eradicated now with all the burnt down courthouses.
So this is your theory? This is your genius,
yeah,
theory?
I think BLM destroyed the flu.
You know what, Ja, he's just joking with you. He's just joking with you. That's not his theory, right? But okay, you explain to me. First of all, it's like, I believe it's November 6th, I want to say, that Los Angeles is now enforcing, or they're, you know, this new policy mandating people not being able to go in public places like restaurants or anything unless you show your vaccination card. I mean, talk about forcing you without forcing you, but really forcing you. I mean, we came to America to have our constitutional rights, and my constitutional rights being taken away from me if I'm actually forced to show a card. And here's what I don't understand. Like, don't even get me started. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go.
You're
vote,
supposed to
right?
get started as a podcast.
First of all, like, I know that this was supposed to be for next week, but now he's working on my nerves, right?
You're supposed to get started.
Like, November 6th in Los Angeles, they're mandating that every single person that goes into a public place has to show this vaccination card, right? And they're saying you don't have to get it, but at the same time, you kind of have to get it. If you're prevented from going in places, you technically kind of forced. I mean, what if one day you go to the hospital and you're sick and they're like, we can't see you unless you have a vaccination card? I mean, that is really violating your constitutional rights. Not only that, why do I have to show my vaccination card to go in public places when I'm trying to support businesses, but when I go and vote, sign your name, they don't check your ID, they don't check your social security, there's no verification process. I mean, you explain that logic to me, because for a logical person, I have no understanding of this illogical sense.
Well, I don't understand how a business can check your vaccination card when they're not even checking their employees' green cards.
You see what I'm saying? Just keep adding it on. I mean,
well, hey, I thought this was don't ask, don't tell, you know. We gotta.
Well, shoot, I can ask, but you don't want to tell, that's fine with me too, but I'm going to keep asking.
I thought, you know, we're all in this together.
We are. I thought so too. But I'm not going to be forced to do something I don't want to do.
Yeah, I think the only place where you can't really do anything is like flying. I don't know what's going to go on with that. I want to go to Hawaii.
I'm going to be real straight up and honest with you. I mean, COVID was allegedly, you know, started in March 2020 was when people became, you know, it's like on notice, right? It came on notice, and then people started shutting things down like early of 2020. And during that time, I've traveled. I mean, I've gone to Virginia. I've been to Tennessee. And then I've gone months afterwards, and they say don't fly, don't do masks, and everyone's freaking out. And I still do. Like, I flew everywhere. I was out everywhere. I was not that I'm inconsiderate to other people, right? I think in general, if you're going to be sick, in general, no matter what it is, whether it's a flu, whether you're sick, coughing, you should always have respect for other people. Either stay home if it's contagious, or, you know, cover your mouth when you're coughing, or don't go around people, and just be respectful, right? I think the key here is just to be respectful. And so as long as you're respectful, whether you have a flu, cough, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a pandemic, you just remove yourself from the equation, and, you know, remove yourself from people, so that way you're not giving your cooties, right? But I mean, during COVID, I was doing the exact same thing, being respectful to people and traveling, doing business, still working. And it's been almost nearly a year and a half, almost 2 years now, and I haven't caught it. And then, you know, all these articles or misinformation coming out, well, you know, underlying issue, kids can't get it, now kids can get it, adults, and now if you're over a certain age, I mean, my gosh, maybe there's underlying issues, or if you just have a weakening immune system, maybe that's a real issue. I just don't think that people really understand the root cause of the situation, and believe it or not, maybe fear is really killing you.
I ain't scared of nothing.
That's probably why we don't get sick.
I know, right?
Because we ain't scared of nothing.
Yeah, of all the places, dirty places I've been, I'm not worried about catching COVID. You know, I'm out here in these streets.
I mean, and I don't even understand how people wear their mask, right? And then they, like, toss their mask out, they put it on the table, on the ground, and then they grab it and they wear it again. They're not even taking care of their mask. Talk about catching other things. Or, like, you know, I just washing your hands. I mean, I've gone to restaurants where, I mean, no offense, but I've gone to restaurants where they don't even have their mask on, or they have their mask on, but they're not washing their hands. So it, to me, it's like, if you can't have a uniformity in practice, or if you can't have people following the rules to the T, right? If some people do it, some people don't, then how are you really protecting anything? That should be a question within itself. Like, you should think about this, though, right? People should think about this.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to feel like a hypocrite. You've seen some of the girls I've been with, so I'm not worried about catching COVID.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even going to, like, you know, put you on blast, but since you started that conversation, you of all people should be catching COVID every day.
I know, right?
You know what I mean? At least I'm staying, you know, taking caution, but still, I don't even know.
Man, where have I been? I went to Vegas. I went to Tijuana.
You went to a third world country.
Yeah, I didn't catch shit.
You went through the border.
Yeah, I didn't catch nothing. Not COVID, not nothing.
Didn't catch a case?
Not COVID. No.
There are more things that you should worry about, like catching a case.
There's different kinds of cases too. I could catch different kinds. Whatever.
Anyways, but the point is, that's what we're going to be talking about. So stay tuned, because Jonathan and Marion, we're going to be coming to you live with just our straight up talk. Just going to keep it real.
Yep.
Whether you like it or not. Subscribe though.
Yep. So what else is going on You got any things that are on your mind for today?
Well, I think I kind of just vented what's really on my mind. I've just been talking about that for a whole week. I just feel like, I mean, I don't want to throw names out there with Gavin Newsom, you know, and trying to mandate these things in California. I mean, I don't even know. Just things coming out, I just feel so passionate about telling people the truth, or at least my truth, or what I see and what I see that's contradictory. I hate that, you know, when I see things that's like...
People can't handle the truth.
Yeah, but it's about time. I mean, you know...
What are you going to do?
Could you? I mean, Trump was telling the truth, and people can't handle it, and other people are telling the truth, they can't handle it. I'm not saying one way or the other, but listen, you can't just ban people for telling the truth.
Well, okay? It's funny because, like, they ban people for medical misinformation on YouTube or Twitter or whatever, and then, like, 6 months later, we find out they were right the whole time.
No? Yeah, I mean, I don't even know about that, but...
Yeah, like, like they'll say like how people were getting like the hard information from the vaccine, and they're like, no, it's just medical misinformation, and they've banned people for saying it, and now they're like, oh yeah, like men under 30 are having heart problems that get vaccinated.
All I know is that CDC and the stats being released aren't very accurate, because like, talk about misinformation, the data keeps fluctuating, you know what I mean? It seems like when there's new information, the numbers just completely switch.
Yeah, CDC.
It's kind of like the voting.
There we go. CDC's bullshit. You can keep talking. Keep talking.
I mean, you said it. I'm telling you. I concur. But these are things that I feel like is going on in the world, right? People are being misinformed. They just have fear. They don't know who to turn to. And they're just kind of being persuaded by force almost. You know what I mean? I mean, I always tell people I didn't come from a communist country to almost be like, to be in a socialist country. I mean, I'm here for freedom. I create jobs. I'm here for my constitutional rights. If I can't, you know, execute my own freedom, then what's the point of being an American?
Yeah, well, I feel like that's why they got to bring in all these people from Haiti and stuff. They got to come from countries where they're not used to like freedom and all that stuff, and they'll come here in big numbers, and they won't like fight for the rights the way like native born Americans would.
So they bring people that don't understand the system here, so they can vote for
Because they already don't teach kids like, you know, like the stuff that matters at school. So the kids are growing up not knowing like how the Constitution's supposed to work or how the federal government's supposed to work. So, like, they already don't know anything, and then they bring in all these people from other countries who are just like, oh, yeah, like,
we... completely does not know anything, right? They don't even know anything, people from other countries. It's not like they're dumb, but they're just... You're coming from a different country to another country is, like, knowing the law, right?
Yeah, I think it overall lowers the quality, like, the standard of quality, because... yeah, like, however much I pay to live in this apartment by myself... You know, it's one thing, but then, like, you know, like, the immigrants are all, like, living, like, 10 people in a house, and it lowers, like, they're making it to be, like, that's what you have to do to, like, get by around here, because they can get by getting paid less, and it just, like, lowers the overall wages for everybody, and...
Oh, and I want to comment on that, but to mention, you're talking about children, right? I mean, I think they're also
mandating... Did I say something about
kids? Like, just... With the whole, I don't know, when you brought up children, it just reminded me of...
Did I say anything about children?
Yeah, like just kids coming here and vaccinating. Well, they're saying that kids now, 5 years or older, before they go back to public schools, right?
Yeah.
They're going to have to get vaccinated. And you'll be damned if I'm going to have my kid get vaccinated just so they can go to school. I would rather homeschool them. To force a child to get vaccination, to go to public school, it's just falling prey into another controlling system. You know, it's crazy. Like, we should have individual rights when it comes to our health care or decision to who we are as a person, right? So we should be able to say, I want this, I want, as a mother or a father, you should be able to be like, well, I don't want this for my kid. They shouldn't be forced to do this in order to go to public schools. I mean, this is crazy. That's what I just wanted to kind of mention to you. But, you know, with immigrants and, you know, people coming from other countries.
And they bring diseases. I mean, look what all those white people did to the Native Americans when they got here, you know?
I mean, this is just another flood of, you know, people coming in here so my opinion is the government's going to try to control these people, right? Because they're not, we don't know if they're educated or not. They don't know the system and economy here. So they just want to follow orders so they can live the life here. So what are they going to do? Whatever the government tells them and however they can get money, they're going to follow it. You know, for people like us, when creating jobs here, coming from a different country and then paying into taxes, and now, you know, immigrants and all that are getting more money than people actually working hard here, that's a problem. That's like a huge problem. You got to take care of your home, your people first.
I know, right? Plus, you know, they bring diseases.
Oh, man, this is just a little simple. That's what we're going to be talking about. If you like what we've been talking about so far, folks, stay tuned, because that's the kind of stuff we want to talk about. And of course, a little maybe something fun, some games, right? Or some fun chat, not just all serious all the time. And
yeah. Well, you have any other stuff fun going on in your life you want to talk about?
My fun is getting people to understand what's really going on and then getting the reaction from it.
People are what they are at this point. You know, you can't really teach these people anything. Just gotta try to make the best of the situation, I guess.
Yeah, we're not trying to change the world. We're just trying to give a different perspective, right?
Yeah,
just
perspective. If people are stupid, you can't really change that. So try to find a way to make money off it or something.
All I ask is that people do their research, right? And just, I hope that people don't believe in the first thing that comes out, and they're just not emotionally charged, and they're not reacting based on illogical information. I just ask that people are doing their research and look at things from a bigger picture and approach things from a logical perspective instead of just an emotional perspective. That's what I ask. And sometimes, you know, if we don't resonate, then that's fine. You know, you don't have to tune into the channel.
That's right.
Okay.
We're no emotional BS.
Nope.
No fake stuff.
We're just going to guide you to the truth.
Let's see, what else is going on in the world today that we can talk about? Like we were talking about the vaccines earlier. Do you know who Kyrie Irving is?
I heard it on the news. Kyrie Irving. Are we going to go into sports now?
Yeah. Well, it has to do with the vaccine.
Yeah.
We'll keep it.
I don't think any player should be forced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I guess like the NBA is 95% of their players are vaccinated, and this one guy, he's like a star player, and he plays for a team in New York, and he's refusing to get vaccinated.
And this is a star player, FYI.
Yeah, he's like a star player, like one of the best players in the league, and he's refusing to get vaccinated. So since he's in New York, the city of New York was saying that he couldn't basically work out in the gym with his team, and then they changed their mind, but he wouldn't be able to play, so he was planning to just play on the team's away games, and he was going to forfeit like $300,000 a game that he didn't play.
That's commitment. That shows like he stands strong for what he believes, you know, and I support that.
Yeah, so he was willing to sit out for all those home games and just play in the team's away games, but the team decided that they didn't want him to practice or play with the team until he gets vaccinated.
Yeah. See, this is the perfect example, a specific example as to our rights being taken away from us. You know, I mean, what if this guy shows no signs of, you know, health issues or anything that's going to make him play any less or anything that's going to prevent him from being a star player? Why does he have to get vaccinated to give everyone else a peace of mind because he has a different belief? Why aren't we able to just have a different belief and not go through with something like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, everyone gives Colin Kaepernick, you know, all this acclaim saying that he sacrificed everything for, like, the BLM and all that stuff. But people forget that he wasn't even, like, a player. Like, he got benched. Like, he wasn't a star player. Like, he was a star player for, like, 2 years. And then, like, by the time he started doing all the activist stuff, he was, like, already not playing. Like, he lost his spot to Blaine Gabbert.
It's all about if people want to follow you or your principle, your belief, whether you're a star player or not, you know? Whether you're talking about the right thing of, like, Irving, of he's like, I don't want to do this vaccination because I don't believe in it.
Yeah, and so
why don't we give him that right? Why do we have to?
Being
a star player does help, but it's like, he's a star player. Now you want to kick a star player because he has his own individual, you know, belief system.
And so it's just funny because NBA is not going to let this guy play because he's not vaccinated against COVID, but they let Magic Johnson play with AIDS.
You know what? That's crazy. Now that you mentioned, that is very crazy.
He had AIDS, like, really. It's not even not that pussy HIV shit.
I know, that's crazy. I mean, until today, people still respect him, look up to him, and think he's, you know, god of basketball.
Like, I would, like, if he was my teammate and he had AIDS, like, I would, like, then I would wear a mask and gloves and shit. Like, they're all probably taking showers together.
I mean, there are other things that you can catch with, like, saliva or, you know.
Or the top, AIDS, what's the top five things? What's the top five things you can get from saliva?
I don't know, like, STDs somehow.
Is it mononucleosis?
Oh, yeah, the mono. That one time they were talking about mono heavily. I remember, like, years and years ago, it was, like, going around.
Yeah, when you were in middle
people
school.
People still were kissing each other.
When you were in middle school, of course.
Did people tell you to wear a mask when they were, like, when people were spreading mono?
No. Or, like, they used to have, like, chickenpox parties.
I mean, I don't know. Well, I think hepatitis, there's different kinds of hepatitis. It's a little bit different, right?
Like, I think you can get hepatitis from your from someone's mouth. I'm pretty sure not.
Like a chef cooking your food or something?
Have you seen the people that cook food around here? Like,
I don't want to see people cooking. I don't. That's why I stay away from the kitchen. I'm so OCD. I don't want to see people. I don't want to walk to the bathroom past the kitchen so I can take a look at the chef because I don't want to eat my food now. It's better not to know. But if anything,
there's nothing sexier than a woman that's afraid of the kitchen. That's for sure.
I mean, you never know. So, you know, I'm not making the food myself. But the point is, I think there are certain industries, right? Like people in the restaurant business that they're serving you food and you're ingesting it. So I think that kind of stuff should be a little bit more regulated. It doesn't have to take a pandemic though for you to regulate people like wearing their gloves. I mean, if you're working in a hospital and you're doing surgeries, right? You should be wearing gloves, period, and a mask. If you're, you know, a chef, you should be, you know, cover your hair so your hair doesn't get on the food, or wear your gloves. I mean, those are industries that call for it.
Yeah, I cook my own food most of the time. Like, if you've seen these people are not good people. Like, they're ex-convicts, and they're all, like, doing meth while they're making your cream brulee.
They're, like, sniffing. They're, like... While they're, like, maybe maybe booger or something dropping on the food. You don't know that. They're, like, flipping your burgers or something.
Yeah.
Who really regulates, like, who really goes into a restaurant besides, you know, when they get audited sporadically or not sporadically? And
these people are terrible. Like, they have the blowtorch to make your creme brulee, and then they use it to hit their meth pipe, like, in the kitchen.
The same time.
Yeah.
I mean, these are real issues. Okay?
Yeah, these are the people that cook your food. They're not...
No, we're going to another. Basically, our point is the pandemic, COVID, is not the only thing that we should be worrying about. It seems like to be the only topic in the news nowadays. You know what I mean? COVID, COVID-19, COVID vaccine, COVID-19. I'm like, oh, can we hear something else besides this? It's been a year and a half plus already.
What else is there?
Life.
Well, tell me about it.
I mean, I can't even talk about life because we're talking about this.
Hey, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I think we gotta save more for you guys next time. How about that?
What?
Let's save some more for them next time.
Alright, are we good?
Alright.
You think this is what we call it?
It was nice.
Alright, well, thanks for joining. Yeah, so next week.
Stay tuned.
We'll have another episode of John Atkins Podcast for you next week. And then we'll also have our first podcast.
Sure, and we'll keep you informed on normal.
What are we going to call it? Keeping it real?
Keeping it real. I can't say. Keeping it real with MB Real. And we can call you John. We can call you Jonathan. John Atkins. Whatever you want to call yourself.
All right.
Just keeping it real.
All right. Well, thanks for joining.
All right, folks.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Stop playing with my name. I ain't going to say it no more.